from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning. When I got in my car and drove in, commentary sounded a lot more like fandom than football front office. But then the commentary turned a little bit more. You know, you'll say you don't get that fifth year. So I think, you know, sometimes putting the fandom aside and talking what they're doing is an alternative to what I've been hearing in many ways this morning.
I don't regret a word I said on this station so far. We're teetering between fandom and football analysis. That's the show, buddy.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
What we got today for the Olympics? The Olympics are on for like 2.5 weeks, right? I was way more into the Olympics yesterday than any other day.
Me too.
I don't know why that is. Probably because after sitting here on Friday and telling you the golf doesn't belong there, I just watched a lot of the golf. But that's just how I would watch golf.
Yeah.
The golf was great.
We had Gold Zone on for like 3 hours yesterday. And the quad box, I've never enjoyed a quad box more than when you had the golf on one of them, you had the cycling race on the other, and the American Faulkner there. Like, we still... I
watched that. I can't wait to talk about that.
I watched that with buddies. Like, still no... We were sitting there for 10 minutes after it happened. Like, what did we just watch?
Yeah.
How did she have that much energy left at the end of the race? You had volleyball and then the badminton. Badminton's good on TV.
Okay.
Those four going at the same time. And the golf, of course, was one of those four, and that was awesome.
Then there's the 100-meter dash, which is always...
Yeah.
It's like a rock concert. It's amazing. It's the Royal Rumble. It's every cool event there is, but in 10 seconds. It's a 10-second event. It's like the Derby. All this build-up. The Derby is a day's worth of build-up, and the race is a minute 58, right?
Yeah.
And the 100-meter dash is, all right, I'm waiting all day for it, and then bang, and it's over. They ran 100 meters. So I watched that. I watched the golf. That bike race, yes. I saw some boxing. I saw everything. I was seeking out more Olympics than I had been at any other point. Maybe that's because, you know, the Bills had done their blue and red, and we got a chance to see, well, a lot of people around town, rather, got a chance to see them, watch some stuff, and now it's game week. So this is... Did the Olympics wrap up, I should know this, before the first NFL preseason game? Because it feels like...
Well, we've already had the first NFL preseason game.
Okay, sure.
Technically.
Sure. First week of NFL preseason. Yeah. Maybe not, right? Because
I think it goes past it.
It must. I can't imagine that, you know, we are the center of the world when it comes to preseason football.
Sunday. Sunday's the closing ceremonies.
Okay, so we'll have a little crossover. Bills and Bears have a game week this week, but yeah, the Olympics... It was great. Although, what do you think about 0.005 of a second separating people?
You know, I saw the take on there on Twitter on after that happened. Like, this is why coaches focus so much. This is why details matter, right? This is why coaches focus so much on details.
I also saw this tweet from some coach trying to tell everybody that listens to him that details from coaches matter.
Did we have the same or similar thought? My original thought was, I read that and went, is it that or is it just pure randomness when you get down to 0.005
of a second? Can I tell you something about,
I don't know,
about thousands of a second? This is the time of year, Olympics, whether it's swimming, because the swimming, you have it where in the 100-meter freestyle, not maybe that specific race, but all eight people are separated by 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're closing in on the pinnacle of human performance. I mean, at the same time, it's not all world records. Usain Bolt's world record withstood.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he kind of blew away the field that was at the 100 meters where Noah Lyles wins. Joe, I swear to you, my mom used to say to me, I do not believe seconds can be split into thousands. She refused to acknowledge that it could be. That's not a real measure of time.
Yeah.
Her hot take would have been,
we're not accurate
that's
enough
a tie.
At getting this.
Yeah. That's a tie. In reality, shouldn't there be no such thing as a tie of any kind, anywhere, ever? If you go far enough down, if you've got a event that is scored, and it's 7.95 to 7.95, like, throw in one more digit there. Throw in one more. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, there won't be ties. 0.005 of a second is a dead heat, is it not?
But it is until you have the photo.
The technology.
When you have the photo finish and you see, oh, it's easier for me to see it in an image than it is like, oh, he was 0.005 of a second faster.
But then there's
like
the,
where his
chest
head or his chest, his chest, right?
It's the chest.
He's like barely above
it's,
forward
it's not,
past everything
it's,
else.
It's not foot, it's not head, it's chest.
Chest. Okay.
We watched that race, and I mean, the other thing about that,
I mean, the broadcaster thought Jamaica won. The guy from Jamaica won.
I feel awful for the broadcaster. I feel awful for the person calling the race, because you just called a once every 4 year event and you called it for the wrong country and the wrong guy.
Yeah.
It was close, but
Shouldn't you call it for a photo finish there? If it's going to be that close.
You should call and say, we'll see what they say.
Yeah.
But that's tough. Like, how do you make that call? I don't know.
This is actually one of those rare instances where I feel like I need Tony Romo in the booth to go, I don't know, Jim.
Yeah.
Because literally, I don't know. None of us know. We're watching it live. How could you possibly know?
So the Jamaican runner who finished in second, I thought he won too.
Yeah.
And he explained in an interview that he didn't, he also thought he won, but he didn't know. But he didn't see Noah Lyles, who was down to the right. I thought it was the other U.S. guy that was challenging to potentially take it.
Right.
I didn't see Noah Lyles either. It wasn't until like the third replay. Oh!
Yeah.
The guy in the bottom that was in last place halfway through turns on the Jets.
After 40 meters, he was in last place.
That's incredible.
He was very slow off the start.
He had the worst start, and he hit a gear.
Here, this is where his place out of 8 racers for every 10 meters, when he got to 40 meters, he was in last. When he got to 50 meters, 7th. 60 meters, 3rd. 70 meters, 3rd. 80 meters, 3rd. 90 meters, 2nd. He didn't get to 1st until
the final meter.
The final meter.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
He had momentum. Actual momentum. This is not the football sports momentum. He had actual momentum because he was running fast.
Yeah. Did you get any of the memes or the jokes about him and the USA basketball team after? Did you bother to look it up?
Is this something happening online that I don't know about? I don't know about that.
Yeah. There was a whole online thing where it's like, all USA, Noah Lyles, if USA basketball doesn't win gold, or, you know, Kevin Durant now, that Noah Lyles has won gold. And I'm looking, I'm like, is this guy a former, he's not a former NBA player, is he? Like, does he have, like, what reason, why am I seeing jokes made about between him and the NBA guys that are at the Olympics? And apparently, he created some controversy that all the NBA stars reacted to last year when Lyles made some, again, controversial statement that NBA champions are not actual world champions. Like, how is it? You're champion of the United States. And then Durant started a long list of those NBA guys that kind of fought back against that.
Okay. That is correct.
So, social media beef.
You probably would be world champions, but they don't have a tournament for the world.
Right.
It's Major League Baseball players call themselves world champions, and they also right. don't play the world.
Right.
So, the football players, yes, I think.
Yeah.
So, he made, Noah Lyles made a comment that every person watching sports has made in the last 50 years. but this one stuck to him.
Right, I guess.
Every single person has been like, hey, you know, San Diego Padres, you're not exactly the world champions. They don't have a World Series in that time. Whatever.
Right.
Okay. Controversy. He put up bulletin board material, huh, for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, world champion of what was the quote that made the rounds.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then Durant sparked everything and made it more of a thing than it probably needed to be. Because he lives on Twitter, right. Kevin Durant.
Right.
Who also, by the way, has been insanely good during the Olympics himself. So,
well, I'm looking at the schedule of events for today. We've got the women's balance beam final.
Yeah.
That's good. That's early.
That actually, that was gold zone. I mentioned the quad box that they had, but they had it ISO. It was the gymnastics yesterday with Suni Lee, who finished in third for the bronze. That was on before, and that was really close. A woman from Algeria won, I think, first African to win the gold medal. And I was asking the room, why isn't Simone Biles participating in this? Just assuming that she's like the best in the world at every single gymnastics thing. But apparently that was the high, low, uneven bars is like not her strong suit. So I think her Olympics is over.
No, she's competing
today. No, she has one more?
Okay. She's competing on the floor and the balance beam both.
Okay,
today.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yep. Floor and beam individual events. The women's balance beam finals at 6:30 this morning, and the floor, I believe, Faith tweeted in. Thank you, Faith. Floor is 8:30.
Okay.
So she's not done.
Oh, nice. In 20 minutes she's going to be on then.
Yeah.
Look at that. Let's go.
Good stuff. Artistic swimming. Lots to get to.
Should I treat the Olympic gold medal differently now for golf after seeing the ending yesterday?
Yes.
Like, I thought it was meaningful, but not like, I don't even still want to say that it's as meaningful as a major, but Scheffler, like, did you see the video of him getting awarded the gold medal?
I did.
Like, that thing meant a lot to him. Him winning a gold medal meant a lot to him, clearly. He was emotional up there getting it, and just, I mean, there was a gallery that was big, like they had talked about in the first round, and the drama at the end, Rahm kind of blowing it on the back nine and Scheffler charging. Like, I was watching it like it was a major.
Well, all the names were big names. To me, what was missing during the week from the Olympic golf was the way that it finished. By the end of it, I mean, the first three rounds, what was it? Schauffele, pretty comfortably doing well.
Schauffele and Matsuyama.
Sure. Yeah. And those are two pretty big names, of course. But when you got Sunday, it became, there are a lot of guys within striking distance.
There was a point on the back nine where I think there were six guys that all, like Rory was one shot back on the back nine.
And then he double bogeyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing about the emotion of Scheffler, he might get that emotional for others behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The Olympics, you win and they put you on a podium and they play your national anthem and they, you stand there for 2 minutes to reflect. So it was great. It was a great tournament. And, you know, Scheffler, we're at a point where is the gold medal on par with one of the majors? Yeah, sure, probably. If the best golfers keep winning it when they go over there.
Yes.
And that's Schauffele last time and Scheffler this time.
That's good for the Olympics. Yes. The best in the world are going to be winning it.
I would agree with that. And for Scheffler to win, it makes it, it's almost, this sounds like blasphemy, but he makes it more legitimate. And Tommy Fleetwood is a great player who's never won a major.
Right.
And if he wins that, it's okay, cool. Tommy Fleetwood has never won a major, but he has won a gold medal.
Right.
Instead, one of the most decorated current golfers, the number one guy in the world, got it done with an incredible back nine. And like, that almost makes it, I must say, like, Scheffler makes the gold worth more.
He shot 29 on the back nine.
Yeah. which is not unusual for other sports, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go so far as to say, the Chiefs winning multiple Super Bowls means when you do win it, you will feel like you climbed a bigger mountain than if a different team wins it every year. There's one thing where I will say, like, dynasties are good for sports because dynasties make it so fewer teams, fewer people win that ultimate award. And when that happens, it gains value.
Hmm.
If a different team won it every single year, and the NFL loves its parity, and plenty of American sports love their parity, but it's parity about the playoffs. Ideally, you still have great teams that win it. The NCAA tournament is this way as well. You know, we all love our Cinderella upsets in the opening rounds, but at the end of the day, the best team's winning. UConn, back-to-back, makes it worth more because, well, they are definitely the best for two straight years. We know this tournament is legit. And sometimes, yeah, that, you know, that might not be how everybody feels about it, but when it comes to parity versus the dominant teams winning, I kind of want the dominant teams to win. When we talked about the Stanley Cup this year, like, Florida was a deserving champion. They were great last year.
Yeah.
Edmonton, if they had won it, that would have been great too. They had a great season, and McDavid is one of the best. You almost want the, you want the cup, you want these medals to not go to flukes, which can be a nice story. If the best win, then the beating the best becomes more noteworthy.
You just want those mixed in once in a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me a Leicester City once every
50 years.
I would say that one might be a little bit more rare. Give me a an 8 seed making it to the, or the, an 11 seed making it to the national championship in college basketball like once every 5 years. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm into that too. I still want to root for the underdog in most instances. Golf, I've never been like that though. Right? Like, I, football, I'm that way, and hockey, I'm that way. We're like, oh, underdog story, I'm in. Golf, never. Like, we all grew up rooting for Tiger, and Tiger was the favorite every tournament he entered, and we rooted for the favorite. So golf's always been different for me. Like, the underdog story in golf is cool, but like, if usually that means it's a guy that I've never heard of.
Yeah, it is different. Like, Rocco Mediate and Tiger go to a playoff. And
who's rooting for
America's
Rocco Mediate?
Just like,
we're rooting for Tiger.
I think so.
Golf's very different. I don't think we're ever rooting for the underdog in golf, or at least much more rarely than in other sports. I think we're rooting for the underdog.
Scheffler's crying on the podium, though. Like, that was incredible. And
what a year he's had.
Rory made a point about how these are the two tournaments where they, you know, they don't make any money. The Ryder Cup and then this one. It's about the history. It's about the game. And I saw a breakdown, you know, taking this point apart a little bit that I actually appreciated. You might knee-jerk to say, well, if they're not playing for money, then it's more meaningful. But we've seen different versions of that. The LIV Tour is that, because they already get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't play for money. They get paid to be on the tour. And that's definitely not adding to the drama that the LIV guys don't get paid to win.
Right.
Because they're paid to just be there. And then the idea of, well, oh, what, you should make the Masters or the U.S. Open have no prize money. Really? For what? Who gets the money instead?
Right.
The course?
Right.
Who gets the money instead? I mean, these events generate an awful lot of money.
The sponsors get to keep more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't need them to not make money. I think that most of the time, the golf is just fine. The fact that you have two events where they are not paid because they are for country. You know, in the case of Scheffler, this does get to the point, though, that I was trying to make last week. I did not feel patriotism for his win. I just felt like,
yeah,
good for Scottie Scheffler. Now, sometimes that works differently for other players. Think about when Nick Taylor won the Canadian Open. That's a Canadian winning the Canadian Open. That's a big deal. That's country, right? And if Tommy Fleetwood or if Rory had won it, I feel like it's different for countries that don't win as many medals.
Yeah.
The U.S., you know, on the medal count, I watched Gold Zone for a few minutes. They put the medal count up, Joe. It was 49 medals in 48 hours.
Yeah, right. Well, that was just total events, I think.
No, that was medals.
That was just for the U.S.?
It was just U.S. medals in a 48-hour stretch.
Okay.
49 of them.
I thought they were doing a thing where it was going to be 48 medals that were going to be given out in a 48-hour span. But I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong on that. The U.S. is number one in medals and by far.
The U.S. has 72 medals.
Yeah. Are they still down in golds, though, or are they up now?
They're down one.
They're down one to China?
Yes.
Okay. Got to get the golds. You got to finish first in golds.
But 72 medals. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
So maybe that's why, you know, when watching Scheffler win, I don't exactly feel country. I did feel it for Kristen Faulkner, the woman who won on the bicycle.
I did too. That race was nuts.
That's different. Can we
talk about that race for a second?
I'd love to talk about that
race. It was the meter cycling?
It was the women's road race. The cycling road
race.
The
okay.
road race, yes.
So it was like a four-hour race.
Yes.
Which, by the way, not to, this wasn't Faulkner, but then the three women that finished behind her all finished within like a nose of each other.
It was like the 100-meter dash.
Imagine doing a four-hour bike race and missing out on a medal by, like, half an inch. Like, the torture that must be. But anyways, I still can't fathom. I'm watching this race. It was on. It was on Gold Zone, so it was always on in the corner when they did the six boxes, and then went to it full. And Faulkner, the American, is in what, third or fourth? Like, she's jockeying third and fourth, and they're like a full, what, 20 seconds back? Like, they're not in the same camera picture with, like, maybe
the first and second place pair were a little bit ahead of the third and fourth.
Yeah, for about 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then,
well, they could see them, but they weren't right there with
them. But they were a little bit far ahead. And then she eventually caught them with the other girl she was with.
So then it's a pack of four with about 5 miles left.
But for like a second.
Yeah.
Because then she shot forward like a rocket. And I'm thinking, okay, well, surely she's just trying to build the biggest lead she can here, and she'll run out of gas and just hope her lead is big enough that she'll hang on. And she never stopped. Like, she was never took her foot off the gas the rest of the entire race. And she won by, didn't she win by a mile?
She won by a minute.
By a full minute. And she was like 20 seconds behind at one point. I still can't understand how she had that much energy left. And it almost looked like at one point, the three other women that were behind her in a pack looked at each other.
Definitely.
And were like, okay, so none of us are catching her, right? So now we're just fighting for second?
That's exactly how I described it when telling my wife. Like, you got to see this highlight. Watch this woman she's from Homer, Alaska. And my wife lived in Alaska for a couple of years and loves Homer. So, you know, immediately she's in on that. Like, watch this. Watch the other three. They're all like, all right, well, I guess she's got the gold. Let's just hang out for a few minutes.
They looked at each other and acknowledged that to each other. Like, okay, so we're all fighting for second now? Cool? Yeah? Okay, good.
It was crazy. And I watched the replay multiple times to see. Yeah, it looked like she all of a sudden put some sort of electric motor on her wheel.
Yes.
And just, whoa, you've been racing for 3 hours and 52 minutes and you just took off.
Yeah.
So good for her. And she had only, I had a thought about this too. She had only started cycling in 2017.
Yeah,
she hadn't even done it before. She was a rowing instructor.
Yep.
She was an athlete and then went.
She just started biking in Central
Park.
She
went biking and was like, I like this. And now is an Olympic gold medal champion. So,
and she was not one of the favorites. I think I saw like the betting odds on that race. She was like sixth, I think, going into that race.
Yeah.
So she was not like one of the heavy favorites at the top. And she won.
Well, it's been cool. You know, the Olympics, it's been cool. The road race feature, they rode underneath the Eiffel Tower over some, you know.
That was cool.
The scenery is beautiful for the road races. So, yeah, it's been nice. I got more into the Olympics this weekend than any other time to this point. And
me too.
Track will do that. Track and field, the 10,000 meter men's. Like, just the track is something about it. It track, gymnastics, swimming, is that the big three? That really pulls you into the Olympics when those are on TV. It's like the Winter Olympics, you have figure skating for that. Bam. Figure skating, downhill skiing, and what's the third big one? The third and the Holy Trinity.
Ski jump. No, not ski jump.
Might be.
Ski jump's cool, but no. Did you see also there was a controversy yesterday in the skeet shooting? That was on Gold Zone for a minute.
I don't think so.
Okay. And Sloan Martin was doing play-by-play. I noticed that yesterday on Peacock.
Yep, Matthew Collar's wife.
Yep. So there was a controversy.
And Sloan was on the station for a while, too, as
there
well.
There was a replay review controversy in skeet shooting yesterday in that they don't have replay review. So the...
It's beautiful.
Do they call it the skeet? Is that what it's called? The thing that they fire in the air that you have to shoot? I don't know whatever it's called. The clay pigeon, it's a clay pigeon. That gets thrown in the air, and the woman from Great Britain, this is like for the gold medal, and no one's missed yet. And she has three of them, hits the first one, hits the second one, third shot. The powder comes off of these clay pigeons when you hit them. And the third one, no powder. So the ref says, okay, you missed. And she immediately puts her hand up like, no, I hit that. And they go back and forth for about a minute. NBC shows the replay. It clearly hit the clay pigeon, but for whatever reason, like, so a piece of it comes off, you see it, but for whatever reason, the powder didn't go off.
Mm.
So the ref's looking for the powder, and there is no, there's replay review, I guess, in some other Olympic sports, but there wasn't in that skeet shooting, so she did not win the gold medal. She finished second because of that. So now, I guarantee you skeet shooting is going to have replay review at the next Olympics.
Let's go to Gene.
That's how these things
work. Let's go to Gene Steratore for a look at the clay powder.
Yep.
Gene, what do you see out there?
It's like, you know, guys, it looks like a piece of the pigeon came off. Yep. That's got to be tough, though. You hit it. You didn't miss, and you don't get gold because they didn't see it.
I always feel like there's something to knowing you're the best in the world versus getting the trophy. If you knew you're the best, I got the silver, but I know deep down, like, I was the best.
But your opponent also didn't miss one over three rounds. You didn't miss one over three rounds. Wouldn't you have wanted to, don't you feel like you don't know?
Would they have shared the
who
gold?
Who would have missed first?
Would have gone to a playoff?
No, they would have kept going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sudden death skeet?
Sudden death skeet.
From farther and farther, do they go farther distances? How does it work?
I'm not sure. Maybe they just keep going until someone misses.
Scoring? Yeah.
I don't know.
803-0550. Good morning. Happy Monday. Storms. We're going to roll in. We got some weather coming up today, possibly like intense thunderstorms, not just today, but also tomorrow. So yesterday was beautiful. At some point today, maybe some thunderstorms and showers later. Bill's back at practice. They'll be back to work. We have a Keon Coleman highlight catch on a vintage Josh Allen roll to the right and throw it back left. And that is like the Josh Allen throw. If you haven't seen that highlight, we'll break it down for you, tell you what you missed. Get you the update from training camp. Sal joins us at 7:30. Brian Koziel, Tita Green. We'll talk a little bit more about Scheffler's win and what happens in the rest of the golf season now that the majors and the Olympics are over, the chase for the FedEx Cup, all that stuff. Brian Koziel coming up at 7 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, we'll check in with a Bears guest as the Bills play the Bears on Saturday, likely the first we see of Caleb Williams. We are starting to get information on which players will and won't play in the preseason for their respective teams. So we'll get you all that and plenty more coming up. Keep you updated on the Olympics as well. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One last corner between the gold medal and Kristen Faulkner. Got to get around there safely. And then it's only about 50 meters to the finish line for Kristen Faulkner. Almost there. A glorious ride for the gold medal for the American.
Kristen Faulkner from the small town of Homer, Alaska. Making the turn across the Seine. She is the genuine article. And Kristen Faulkner in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower with a landmark U.S. gold medal in the women's road race.
USA. All right, so we're watching a medal ceremony right now. I won't tell you what it is, but if you've wondered, hey, what's in the box that they get?
This is for gymnastics. They're handing them out right now.
Same box Scottie Scheffler got handed. You get a medal, put around your neck, and then you have this long cardboard box that almost looks like a pylon. Like a cardboard-colored pylon. Here's your pylon. What's in the box? The answer is a poster.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
What's in the box? Gold, silver, and bronze medalists can skip the trip to the gift shop when the winners take the podium. They're handed a long, thin package containing the official Paris Olympics poster. They also get special stuffed Olympic fridges with their corresponding medal. That's the bird that's the mascot of the Olympics.
Fridges?
P-H-R-Y. Oh. Fridges? You tell me.
They don't get a fridge.
Well, that's the little mascot.
Right. Yeah.
The little red.
Okay. A little stuffy. So that
you're
that,
telling me that's a poster
I'm
in there?
You, that is a poster.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wait, so if you won multiple medals, you have probably
lots
like
of posters.
Seven posters.
Yeah. I mean, even like the kids at the World Juniors get like a watch, don't they? Every year when they get like player of the game or whatever, and these get, they get a poster?
Joe, it's the
come on.
It's the official poster.
The official poster.
None of these knockoff posters.
We got billions of dollars being tossed around in media rights for these things, and we can't get these guys a watch or anything. How about a car? They got to have sponsors, right? You can't do a car per gold medalist. Would that be crazy?
Is it the same poster you can just buy at the gift shop? Because if so, then that is kind of weird.
It is very strange. It better be something that you can't get anywhere else.
Here's a keychain with your name on it.
What would you do? Would you put it up in your trophy room?
You know what?
Your poster that you got at the Olympics?
All right, here's where they're thinking ahead. You're going to take this medal home. You're going to frame it. You're going to put it on display. Here's a perfect backdrop, the official poster of the Olympics. Make this as the mat on the board with the frame, and it's Paris, and there's your medal in front of it. Now it's an element of a thing.
That's why it's got to be a step up from the one in the gift shop, though, because I feel like the one in the gift shop is just like a poster.
Right, but those people won't have the gold medal.
Well, no, but I mean,
I already got the gold medal, though, if I won the gold medal.
Like,
yeah.
The gift shop poster, the poster gift shop ones probably are like, it's just like a low quality poster, whereas these ones should be super nice, like cardstock and like.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be.
Well, like
it's rolled up, so it can't be cardstock, right?
They just took a picture. The picture of the three on the podium. They're all holding up their gold medals with one hand, and then the other hand they have
the poster,
the box with the poster, and the poster is showing. And like, think of some of the historic, you know, pictures throughout time of the Olympics. Jesse Owens standing up on the platform in is that in Nazi Germany, like in the 30s, that picture of him standing on the gold. In 50 years, people are going to be looking back on these Olympics and looking at the photo and like, oh, what's that in their hand there? Oh, it's a poster. They're handing out it just seems
all
like
right.
We're cheapening it.
Hold
a
on.
Bit.
A little more on this. It's a poster designed by a French artist. One athlete said, this is an Australian canoeer, usually we get the mascot or flowers. This time it's a little bit more unique. The poster also comes with gold details on it, gold, silver, or bronze, depending on the medal you win. So your poster is a corresponding poster. It matches with the medal you win. So you have a poster maybe that's silver embossed, bronze, gold. So there you go. There's a little bit more on that.
All right.
One woman posted it to her TikTok. You're going to have to check that out for me because I don't have TikTok still. Not that I'm against it, but I just don't have it. All right. Actually, I'm watching a video right now. This poster. I'm going to judge this poster and let you know if it's good.
Okay.
All right. You want to look at it together? The Australian canoeer.
Sure.
It is very much that's a poster.
That's just a poster.
It's a poster.
That is just a poster. That is a poster I would expect to find in the gift shop.
That, you know what? Yeah. Here's what kind of poster that is. It's the kind where, of course, it's rolled up. And if you accidentally bump it too hard, then it's got a crease down the whole side of it, which you've absolutely done with every rolled up poster you've ever had.
Yes.
We have rolled up things in our house that we should get that frame someday. And then a person bumps into it the wrong way and it's just ruined.
The bus ride home from every book fair where you bought a poster as a kid
yes.
was just, it was, you have to be so precise.
Nobody touch it. Nobody fray the edges. One bump and that poster is toast. Anyway.
It's so strange.
803-0550. So the Bills will be back to it today at St. John Fisher. We are back there on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, that wraps it up, and then back here for the Bills and Bears.
I feel like I'm having a tough time with the constant Keon Coleman love affair across social media the past couple of days. Isn't this... I actually, we could probably even find the audio. I feel like it's going exactly how I predicted it would go. That he's going to be completely as advertised. He's going to make a highlight reel catch every practice. And it really doesn't even matter what he does the rest of practice. If he makes one highlight reel catch in a practice, the Bills social media team will, of course, put it out there because they're looking for stuff to put out, right? They're looking for content every day. And Coleman is providing that. But does it automatically mean he's having, like, a great camp? Because he's our viral catch counter. Like, where are we at views-wise? His catches across the NFL social media landscape versus any other Bill. Like, he's going to be probably across most football fans' social media pages once in a while. And does that, you might think because of that, oh, he's having an amazing training camp. Does that mean he is, though?
Not necessarily. I think what you have to do is take all of training camp highlights with a grain of salt. I watched yesterday. I like doing this, pointing out what other teams' camp stories are.
Yeah.
I watched yesterday as a Vikings account tweeted out that McCarthy is unbelievable and drawing up shades of Mahomes. JJ McCarthy, folks.
Yeah.
It looks like Mahomes out there.
Yesterday, just as an exercise, I Googled just the words, having a strong camp.
Oh, boy.
And you know who the first name that came up was? Zach Wilson. In Denver, having a strong camp, Zach Wilson was the number one name that came up. But you could, I mean, there were, I could go five pages deep on Google finding recent stories in different camps.
Right. I read that the Broncos front seven looks incredible. Okay, great. I'm sure it does. It's camp season. Everybody looks great.
Camp season.
Everybody. You know what's one of the things that's...
Except for Treylon Burks, I read yesterday.
It also comes down to which practice you saw. If you went to the Bills blue and red, you saw Curtis Samuel drop some passes. And he's not done that in training camp.
I haven't seen him do it one time at Fisher.
He had a bad day that day.
Right.
And it's how it goes with reps, right? You're gonna have 50 reps. In one practice, Keon Coleman's going to have 30 reps, 50 reps, 70 reps of balls thrown to him. And one highlight reel catch is going to stand out, and one drop might stand out. But, you know, this is the way that it works. This highlight reel catch he made yesterday.
Yeah.
So Allen rolls out and points Coleman to kind of cut back. He's on Christian Benford. It's an extended play, and Allen finds him for a touchdown. If we're talking about what kind of player Coleman's going to be, this is the part where I feel like that's the easy thing for him. Extended plays, finding a spot, getting open, and being Allen's catch target, catch radius guy. That job is open, and I absolutely expect him to be the guy for that job. I'm not comparing him to Gabe Davis. But for a while, I mean, Davis was that too. Davis was, he's getting the ball on plays that take longer because he's not going to go open in short areas.
Right.
He's going to be
take him a little longer.
He's going to be over the top. Or think about Gabe Davis. You might not remember this one specifically, but he scored a long touchdown against the Chargers. Davis did. How did he do it? Allen ran around for a while, and Davis, who was being covered by a linebacker, took off up the field, and Allen threw him a touchdown. And that's the kind of play where, well, you're a receiver being covered by a linebacker for 7 seconds.
Yeah. You better get open.
If you're not open, you're not in the league.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like, make the play when it's there to be made. So for Coleman, when I see the catches that I'm seeing him make, which a lot of it is sideline stuff, end zone stuff, and on this play...
Yeah.
This is a catch that Dawson Knox has made for the Bills. Where
that reminded me of the catch he made against the Patriots in the playoff game.
100%. That's the one. Yeah. We've seen that happen multiple times where Allen's rolling. And I think that one of the Patriots, he threw to Dawson Knox, who went up and got it. And Allen got knocked out of bounds and didn't even know where the ball went.
Allen said even after he was throwing it away.
And Dawson Knox pulled it in and scored.
Yep.
So, okay. Like Keon Coleman making those plays... That does not surprise me at all. That is 100%. For me, the baseline of what I expected out of him is he will be the extended play and red zone guy.
Sure. Who's the best player in the league that makes a living off that, though? How good can you be if that's the majority of what you do?
Cortland Sutton last year. No, I don't know. That's probably not right.
No, that might not be terrible. Like, isn't that kind of what he is, though?
Well, you're talking about a guy...
Pickens is a name that comes out. But Pickens is a very different The man versus zone stuff, him and Coleman, could not be more polar opposite.
It's the opposite. Pickens is a separator.
The only real similarity is they'll go up and they'll pluck the ball out of the air and they'll fight somebody that they're covered by.
Yep.
And that's one common trend, I think, of Coleman to me, is like, this is going to be him. He'll have a highlight reel at the end of this regular season, I bet, that's going to be pretty good. And I bet he's going to be covered on every single play on that highlight reel. So, to me, like, I feel like the less highlights you have as a receiver in these training camps and preseasons, you know, like, that can almost be a good thing. Because that, to me, means you're making an easy pitch and catch with your quarterback because you got open against your corner. Like, the more, holy cow, look at the sick jump ball catch this guy made. Like, to me, the more of those there are, depending on what you're doing, like, some of these are red zone, right? Like, maybe that one from yesterday was a red zone drill.
It was in the end zone.
Okay, so, like, that's different. Like, you're not going to get 5 yards of separation in an area like that. But to me, like, I don't want Coleman to constantly be a guy that's on every highlight reel once a week because he made a sick catch. I want him to be open and not have to make tough catches. But I'm, you know, that might never be him.
Right, depends on the role that you're going for with him. Like, Curtis Samuel might be the guy that doesn't make a lot of highlight reel catches, but makes a lot of catches. I mean,
right.
Think about Diggs' career.
What was Cole Beasley caught? Probably what, 250 passes?
Right. Was the most. What was the most impressive catch he made?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure he made a couple of really nice ones. Right. He was the easy button guy. Yeah. And think about Diggs' career. Diggs, did he make incredibly elite catches? Sometimes diving catches, but a lot of it was just getting the job done. So we'll see about Coleman. That highlight, of course, a big one. It's just vintage Allen. Rolling right.
Oh,
throwing back left.
It was a laser, too. That was maybe the most impressive part of it was Coleman, a couple times at camp, he's caught some of these passes that are traveling 95 miles per hour.
Yeah, and they like bend him back like he's in the Matrix.
Yeah, yep.
803-0550, more on the Bills, of course, as we continue. Sal's going to recap yesterday's practice for us and give us the plan for the week. We start to get into who's going to play on Saturday against the Chicago Bears when the Bills open their preseason. Jeremy and Joe, the Olympics underway, watching the balance beam finals right now, and happy Monday. Get ready, prepare, bring rain gear if you need it. You can join us on WGR.
You know, when you 40 games under, here's the brutal truth. 20 losses in a row. They are 40 games under 500. They've been swept in 6 consecutive series. I still want to, like, ask myself, is this real? Is this happening?
Okay, so that's the White Sox post-game show. They're not 40 games under 500, by the way. They are 60 games under 500. They are 27-87. They're 40 games out of the division.
Are they going to get McDavid?
They should get 3 McDavids for how bad this is going. They're going to have the fewest wins in baseball history in a sport that's existed for like 130 whatever years. Yeah, this is bad.
The record is owned by,
and they're getting listen to the amount of runs they've given up recently. 13, 6, 10, 10, 4, 5, 10, 6. I don't know who that is, the record. I'd have to look. Their last win was in June, I think. So, yeah. There's a team in sports right now that's like the worst we've ever seen.
It's baseball.
Does that make it less?
Yes, it does.
But does it make it more impressive, though, because there's so many games?
You would think you would win one. Right. You would think you'd mix in a victory.
Well, right. Once in a while, you got lucky. Someone hit a home run. Okay, you want to know who has the record? The Cleveland Spiders of 1899 have the record.
They're all about to pop champagne.
Yeah.
Watching the balance beam, I've never seen someone mount the balance beam the way this woman just did. She did a backflip and then hugged it.
Okay.
To a point upside down.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Interesting.
They're always inventing new things. Jeremy and Joe, Brian Koziel, when we get back, we've got a little chatter about Scottie Scheffler's win and the golf season from here. We'll talk about the blue and red. Sal joining us at 7:30. If I said 8, I apologize. Sal's coming up at 7:30. get his thoughts on the blue and red on practice yesterday. They did practice, and of course, they'll be back to it today. It's not open to the public, but they start to prepare for the Chicago Bears. It is a game week. We have to get into the NFL top 100.
Oh,
I don't know if Bills fans can.
I forgot about it because it's been a couple days.
I don't know if Bills fans can yell about Josh Allen being underrated if Patrick Mahomes finishes where he did.
Yeah.
Which, wait till you hear where Mahomes has finished the last couple seasons. If you want to talk about a potentially underrated player. Tyreek Hill, number one, voted on by his teammates and colleagues and peers. And then got a new contract.
Yeah.
Good weekend for him.
Was that a coincidence?
No.
He got it like a couple hours after he was number one on the NFL top 100 list?
Yes, that is a coincidence.
The agent didn't call him and go like, you guys, you see the list?
No.
And the Dolphins went, all right, fine. Here you go, $30 million.
Brian, when we get back, your phone calls, if you want to chime in, getting closer to a Bills season, you went down to the stadium, give us your thoughts on seeing the new one across the street getting built, maybe for the first time in a long time, saw the new one. It's getting big. Jeremy and Joe, happy Monday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.